Wow. I have one of those fancy temperature gauges in my car. It said 14 below zero as I headed off to work this morning. Sun coming up. Not much wind, though. It is an amazing difference between zero and 25-mile-an-hour wind and 14 below and no wind. Actually felt strangely pleasant. I'm afraid I'm losing my mind altogether. This is Mark the Freedom Poet. Scott will be along in just a little while to interview Christy Noem, the wonderful representative from South Dakota. I got to hear her speak a couple of times. Very, very wise, dynamic rancher. They have a single congressional district in South Dakota, just like we have in North Dakota. So you'll be with her at 8:20. Got quite a show planned for what's on your mind. But first, we're going to go into the weather because there's wind chill advisories both in Tioga and here and all over the place. Just a whole enormous list of towns. Basically, wind chill advisory everywhere, you know. Very cold air and winds will combine to generate low wind chills. This will result in frostbite and lead to hypothermia. This, you know, it doesn't take much of a breeze when you're 14 below zero to all of a sudden damage the skin seriously in frostbite. So today the high is going to get all the way up to minus one in Fargo. Wind chill values minus 27. Calm wind becoming 5 to 8 miles an hour in the afternoon. Tonight partly cloudy. Low down to 14 below again. Wind chill values down to minus 29. South-southeast wind 8 to 10 miles an hour. Friday mostly cloudy with a high near 10. Wind chill values as low as 21. Blustery with a south-southeast wind 8 to 13. Friday night, partly cloudy, down to 17 below. Wind chill values as low as 37 on Friday night. North-northwest winds 9 to 18. See what I mean? Gusts as high as 24. Saturday, mostly sunny and cold. A high near minus 5. North winds, wow, 10 to 13. Saturday night, partly cloudy, low down to minus 22. Out in the patch, Tioga, KTGO. Mostly sunny and cold today. It's going to get up to 8. I'm jealous. Wind chill values down to minus 35, though, because southwest winds 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low around minus 8. Wind chill values down to minus 25. Southwest winds 6 to 11. Friday, partly sunny and cold, high near 1. Blustery, wind chill values back down to minus 35 because northwest winds will be 18 to 24, gusts to 34. Really serious on Friday as far as the wind chill potential there. Friday night, mostly cloudy, low around minus 22. Now the wind chill values could get down as low as minus 40 with the winds 10 to 17 out of the north, gusts to 26. Saturday, partly sunny and cold, a high near minus 9. North winds 9 miles an hour. Saturday night, partly cold. Cloudy with a low around minus 22. Sunday, partly sunny and cold, a high near minus 4. So the snow that was in the 10-day forecast a while ago has been taken out, but really cold, really dangerous wind chills, but maybe we're going to be able to see where we're driving if we don't mind the cold weather. So we got a lot of news in the world. Of course, there's it looks like the Super Bowl is back on again out in Arizona, as Arizona Governor Jan Brewer vetoed the controversial religious freedom bill. She said it was not specific enough to target specific loss of religious freedom. It was ambiguous. Plus, both senators, McCain and Kyle, asked her not to, as well as all kinds of corporate interests. And, you know, let's just face it, the homosexual activists are very well focused and very organized. People that believe in traditional marriage need to look at how incredible amount of energy they're able to bring to bear on a subject. Like the people's right to make a cake for people they want, you know? It's just outrageous. Anyhow, we see the Russians moving 150,000 troops along the border of the Ukraine, saying they will, Medvedev say they will protect the rights of Russian speaking, which is the eastern half of the Ukraine. Crimea Peninsula into the Black Sea, was taken over. The consulate or the government offices were taken over by armed guards. So there's a lot of, enormous amount of friction going on there. They're having combined combat readiness drills is what Putin calls them, 150,000 people. Here's what one of the people that were protesting in Kiev said. His name was Roman Bondarchuk. He said, people made this revolution when they realized they would get no help from Europe and the United States. Isn't that sad? No help. Crimea, ethnic Russians, now they're asking, many people in the Crimea say, we want to be a part of Russia again. Way back, Khrushchev gave them, assigned them to over to the Ukraine back in 1954. So that was something. Did you all get to notice that all of these people that say that their insurance costs have gone up and they've lost their insurance and all of these cases that are pretty horrific are just lies? Harry Reid was up on the Senate floor saying they're all just lies. And in came the chorus of various other senators like Schumer from New York and Boxer, kind of basically saying, hey, these are grossly exaggerated. There might be a few problems, but there's the good so much outweighs the bad, and this is just a wonderful bill. Obama said, oh, we're going to be so happy in 5 years. I'm proud to be calling it Obamacare. Well, these people don't mind lying, do they? Never ends. Never, never ends. Tea Party celebrates its fifth anniversary. Thank you, Scott and Michelle. Scott and Michelle are going to have their interview tomorrow on What's on Your Mind. So today, What's on Your Mind has at 8:20. Oh no, on this program, Christy Noem's going to be interviewed, and then open lines on What's on Your Mind at 9:30. Congressman Paul Ryan with Scott, Republican from Wisconsin, Chairman of the House Budget Committee, you know, former candidate for Vice President on the Republican budget, the President's budget, tax reform, the future of the Republican Party. Continuing Obamacare problems. Oh, I guess there are some. Although he's just lying, I guess. Immigration reform and Obama's infrastructure plan. If you want to call in and have any suggested questions, call 855-200-1776. Any comments about what's going on in the world, feel free to do just that. Then, if that isn't enough, at 10:06, Congressman Frank Lucas, Republican from Oklahoma, Chairman of the House Agricultural Committee, on the Farm Bill implementation and how the bill came together after so many years of work plus EPA regulations on farmers and OSHA farm safety regs. Then, the super headline, 10:30, one of the great men of our time, Vice President Dick Cheney, never wanting to be shy about criticizing the Obama administration. Yeah, that's right. Speaks out about their recent announced plans to cut the military, threatening to completely unilaterally and quickly pull out of Afghanistan, which would leave an enormous vacuum. Of course, aid and comfort to the enemy, drooling, Al-Qaeda being reconstituted by the weakness of Obama nation. How sad is that? Then we have really sad front page news in the forum. Fargo couple ID'd in murder-suicide. It's a beautiful picture of some young couple, a little girl in their arms, and apparently a young man named Christofferson, and Bowers shot Christofferson and then himself. Very, very, very sad. How does something like that happen? That, you know, just a horrible, horrible tragedy. Some more of the topics today. A plea deal for Cobb, probation, no firearms. The Obama then unveils in St. Paul yesterday the $300 billion transportation infrastructure plan in St. Paul to fix crumbling roads and bridges. Internal watchdog clears State Department in. Oh, we got Scott. Well, there you go. Scott, hello. How are you doing, mister?
I'm good, sir. How are you doing?
Well, doing good. You've got a tremendous show today. I've been going down the lineup. It's pretty amazing. At the same time, Harry Reid says all the problems with the Obamacare are a lie.
Yeah, well, what else is new, right? We're going to ask Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann about that. In fact, you played that interview yesterday, didn't you? She talked about you.
I did. It was just wonderful, and we podcast it, and you're going to play it again tomorrow, right?
We are, and we have Congressman Paul Ryan today, and Congresswoman Christy Noem will be here in just a little bit. We have Vice President Cheney today on the program to talk about what is a grave concern about the men and women of the military and our forces. And we have a dear, dear friend here I've not talked to for far too long, the one and only Ellen Ratner. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm about to go to South Sudan on Saturday.
Do you have like a condo in the Sudan or what?
Well, you know, home is where the makeup is.
Tent?
And I keep my makeup there.
Do you really?
Yeah, and actually I started a makeup business with the women. So they do makeup before weddings, and their weddings aren't like our weddings. They decorate the cows.
No way.
Their horns are decorated and all that kind of stuff.
No
so
way.
Yeah, so they started a makeup business.
Wow, amazing.
So Crazy Ellen Ratner has a makeup business in South Sudan, and I also have a couple pets.
Doesn't surprise me. Ellen, can you stay around for a little while?
Stay around.
All right, Congresswoman Kristi Noemann, we come back. Plus, we're going to talk with the North Dakota Award winners for the Buddy Walk, the national award winners, ladies and gentlemen, who were recognized last night at a wonderful Buddy Walk awards dinner that Congressman Kevin Cramer was at. How about that? Coming up. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
How would you like to have lake life without the chores? You can when you purchase a beautiful Chase on the Lake condo right on the shores of Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. All you do is sit back, relax, and let Chase on the Lake take care of everything. I'd love to give you a first-hand personal tour of this beautiful facility the weekend of February 28th through March 2nd. Will you join us at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota? Check it out at chaseonthelake.com or call 888-CHASE-06. 888-CHASE-06.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn & Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn & Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn & Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
USS North Dakota will be commissioned May 31st. She's the most modern attack submarine in the world. I'm Bob Weefald on behalf of USS North Dakota. Join me and many others across our great state in making history. Your tax-deductible contribution of $100 up to $5,000 assures she will have an historic and memorable commissioning as she joins the fleet. Your contribution includes your name in USS North Dakota's commissioning book. Making history begins at our website, ussnd.com. Donate today at ussnd.com and be a part of history. Thank you.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Washington, D.C. We're live in the U.S. Capitol, actually steps away from where a whole lot of business gets done, the conference committee meetings of the House Republicans. So we're in the House today, broadcasting live on What's On Your Mind, all across North and South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana, of course, the Northern Plains today. And so we had to have one of our favorite members of Congress join us. Congresswoman Kristi Noemann is with us on the program. Nice to see you.
Thanks for having me, Scott. Glad to be here.
Great to see you.
Good to see some people from home out in D.C.
Isn't that fun?
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, it's exactly you as well. So let's talk a little bit about that farm bill first, because what an extraordinary accomplishment. You had to feel like, oh, my gosh.
Oh, it was like crossing a The longest marathon finish line you've ever seen. You know, I essentially had worked on the farm bill for about 3 years. So to finally get it signed into law was a big victory for America, for our producers, for our farmers and our ranchers, but everybody out there who eats and cares about having an affordable food supply.
Yeah, and some of the trouble was in your own conference, obviously.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we had some battles going on, and I think that throughout this ugly, drawn-out process, we educated a lot of members as to the value of why we have a farm bill. What's in it? A lot of it's nutrition programs. A lot of the other programs that are left are there to provide a safety net to make sure that we continue to grow our own food in this country. So many of those urban members who haven't thought much about farm policy today, I think, are a little bit smarter, a little more educated on that issue specifically. And we know we got to be in a better place today than we probably were a couple years ago when it comes to the knowledge level.
And but you know, that's why it's great to have you on the Ag Committee and be able to make those arguments and bring some folks along. And you got a victory there.
Well, I've been a farmer my entire life, and so I can speak from that end of it. But I also, you know, sat on the committee of the Farm Service Agency that oversaw the federal farm programs. I was recommending reductions to farm programs in areas where we could tighten our belts. And then to be in the state legislature and come here to do that, I think I gave them a good broad perspective of what we can do to make sure that we're not wasting taxpayer dollars, that we're being accountable, but that we're also making sure we still have that safety net to keep that production out there.
So now the heavy lift of getting it passed is done.
Yes.
Let's talk a little bit about the implementation. And one area that concerns a lot of our producers in North Dakota, as I'm sure it does in South Dakota, is conservation compliance tied to crop insurance. And I know that you fought that tooth and nail in the House.
I did.
The Senate, Harry Reid, obviously, was listening to Debbie Stabenow more than he was Heidi Heitkamp because Farm State Democrats just couldn't get it done.
Yeah.
So what do we do? How do we mitigate that damage?
You know, I guess this is kind of the great unknown is how this is going to work. You know, there's a lot of ag groups that signed up and said they would support conservation compliance, that they wanted a producer to have to be accountable to being in compliance on conservation acres in order to qualify for crop insurance. For me, essentially what that does is give FSA another tool to where they can be the enforcement mechanism over crop insurance between those agencies and the producer. I'm not sure how that'll work. We're going to have to put a lot of oversight into that process to see what we can do to make sure that they're not retroactively going after producers, that we don't have one guy who's out of compliance on a piece of wetland that he's not real sure, really even knowledgeable that he is out of compliance, and then have them coming back for tens of thousands of acres that he may not have to pay that kind of penalty and therefore lose that safety net that he has. So, you know, we're just going to have to be very involved in it. This is one of those areas where we've given the federal government now more opportunities to come in and to regulate family farms and their business decisions and have private companies involved, and I am concerned about it. I know that some ag groups were in favor of it. I think they were worried about losing crop insurance in other areas and possibly having other limitations, but this is one where it could work, but with the way this federal government operates many times, they overstep and they go farther than what is intended in legislation, and that is really where the problem may lie.
Short of bankers, I think farmers and ranchers probably have the boot down the throat, so to speak, from the government more than any. Two, I know you've been working on are the EPA regulations on farmers and OSHA.
Yes,
two areas of. What do we do about some of the just again? Find me a farmer that isn't more of a conservationist than anybody you'll find in some office or nonprofit group that claims to have a lease on it. But what do we do about what the EPA and OSHA is doing for farmers?
Well, yeah, that's exactly right. The land takes care of a farmer's family, and the farmer takes care of the land because he knows he's going to pass it on to his kids and to his grandkids. And that is truly why farmers are the best conservationists out there. We constantly do battle with the EPA and OSHA. OSHA came out and issued a memo that they were going to come on and start regulating small family farms again, those with 10 or under employees. We had to push back very hard on that and tell them that the kind of paperwork, the kind of record keeping, the kind of posting requirements, the kind of training that they were asking out of these small family farms were going to be enough to close their doors and make that operation very threatened into the future. So We did get them to back off of some of their new regulations that they had for those smaller family farms, but it seems as though we're consistently having to go to war with them to make them recognize the fact that this kind of burden that they want to put on our small family farmers is not something that they can handle and stay profitable enough to keep their families out there on the land growing our food.
Congresswoman Kristi Noem is with us, a member of the House from South Dakota, like Congressman Kevin Cramer, an at-large member, covers a lot of turf.
A lot of turf.
Every corner of the great state of South Dakota, and also a member of the Farm Bill Committee. I want to ask you about your Justice Against Slavery Summit. Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about your passion for this issue.
I have been working on this issue of sex trafficking and human trafficking for quite a while now, but we recently had a Justice Against Slavery Summit on Monday in South Dakota where we brought together all kinds of people that work on this issue. You know, I think when most moms, most dads send their kids out the door in the morning, they don't think in South Dakota and North Dakota that they're going to be in jeopardy of being threatened by this industry. We have a huge problem in South Dakota during the hunting season. We've got a big problem during the Sturgis bike rally. On our reservations for decades, we've had sex trafficking and human trafficking going on. We have kids at our high schools that are now being solicited. So I'm just doing all I can to bring all interested groups and parties together to make them aware that this threat is out there, to see what we can do to put an action plan in place. And when we are able to pull these victims out of these situations, that these children and young women have the ability to heal and to go somewhere where someone can help them get back their feet underneath them. And that really is important. So this Justice Against Slavery Summit was wonderful. We had law enforcement officials, we had nonprofits, we had government agencies, we had school administrators, school counselors, we had pastors, teachers. Everybody came together to talk about the problem, see what we could do to get people trained to watch it. Seems as though the most important thing we could do would be on the prevention side. We could talk to our kids, let them know that, you know, this may start as much as an older gentleman trying to be your friend, reaching out to you on Facebook or Twitter, showing up places, being friendly, becoming what he would call your boyfriend, and then drawing you into an industry that really allows that trafficking to start and begin. It's very violent, and it's something we all need to be aware of that happens.
Growing concern in North Dakota, too, with the Bakken and everything else. So we're watching it there as well. Ellen, we have a minute left with
Congresswoman. Well, I just want to say that, you know, I work in slavery in South Sudan. People were taking us war booty into slavery. And the big problem they have, particularly with kids also, is that people are, quote, unquote, nice to you, just like they are. And then when an NGO, a nonprofit organization or somebody comes to you, they say to the kids, oh, we're your friend.
Sure. Yeah.
And they don't understand the difference between somebody who's really trying to be helpful and somebody who's trying to take them into slavery.
That's exactly it. You know, they're starting with kids as young as 10, 11, 12 years old in South Dakota. And they are starting by having a relationship that they think is a friendship, and they draw them into the sex trafficking industry. It's terrible.
That's why summits like what you did are so important, just awareness. People need to know what's out there.
Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman Noem.
Thank you for having me.
Great to see you.
Yep.
Go South Dakota. Go, go, go.
Go, go, go.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Farmers Union Oil Company, the Senex stores that have been serving the communities of Stanley, Tioga, and the surrounding area for 71 years have a brand new name, Pinnacle. Serving excellence. And the Pinnacle Travel Plazas in Stanley and Tioga are the place to go if you're headed for the Bakken. Great food. That's right. Stop in and find home cooking, just like Mama used to make. All kinds of great daily lunch and dinner specials prepared by their executive chef. All kinds of great grab-and-go items. Burgers, fries, onion rings, mozzarella sticks, chicken drummies, popcorn chicken, chicken strip baskets. The Piccadilly Pizza is fantastic. Personal pan size, medium and large, order in or take out. They have catering available, too. A great bakery department and a sit-down eating area. Come on in and enjoy good old-fashioned home cooking at the Pinnacle Travel Plazas, right off Highway 2 in Stanley or just north of Highway 2 on Highway 40 in Tioga. Pinnacle, serving excellence.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel.
Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We're back in Washington, D.C. at the U.S. Capitol today for our special broadcast, final one of the week. Been here since Sunday night, and I'm ready to go home, I'll tell you. This place is a three-ring circus, so I can't wait to be back home. But I will tell you, of everything that I did here, all the interviews we did with Vice President Cheney that you'll hear later today, just finished up with Congressman Ryan, of course, our good North Dakota delegation, all of them on the program, as well as you just heard Congresswoman Kristi Noem and others. The best thing I did in Washington, D.C., no, it was not the Eddie Money concert on Sunday night with my Credit Union Association folks. It was being with the National Down Syndrome Society last night for their Buddy Walk Awards dinner, especially when I saw Congressman Kramer walk on stage and hand an award to Mary Jo Schwengler and the North Dakota delegation for putting on a fabulous Buddy Walk, the best in the nation. Mary Jo, congratulations.
Thank you so much. We're excited to be here, and we are very privileged to be honored by NDSS. This was our first year for a walk, and we're just incredibly honored.
You know, when I walked in last night, I said, I'm from North Dakota, and they went, oh, my gosh, that Buddy Walk was unbelievable. And, you know, I'd heard about Buddy Walks before, I'd been to Buddy Walks before, but I wasn't aware this was the first in Fargo.
This was the first year in Fargo.
So your first year, you knocked it out of the park and beat every other state.
That's what we didn't try to do that. We just tried to increase Down syndrome awareness, and the community and everyone on the planning committee just stepped up, and we delivered.
Fantastic. Now, talk about the Buddy Walk. What did you do that got you this recognition? Tell us a little bit about the event.
We had just a great group of moms on our planning committee, and I just want to thank all the volunteers that helped make it possible, especially the team captains. We had over 53 team captains promoting their inspiration and just getting the word out and making sure that people were aware that we were bringing the walk to Fargo and we wanted to make a difference for everyone who has Down syndrome.
Fantastic. And so how do they do these awards? Is it the most money? Is it the most participants? So how do they judge you?
The Buddy Walk Award was awarded for the group that continues to do advocacy throughout the entire year. And so while this was our first year walk, the Up with Downs group has been in existence for 20 years, and we try to reach out to the families in the area and in the surrounding communities and promote awareness and be support for the families.
You know, I know some folks that have Down syndrome children in their families, and the stories that I hear just swell my heart beyond belief because of obviously it's challenging, right? I mean, nobody wishes to have a special needs kid, but the blessings that come from it are just phenomenal. Talk about being the mom of a special needs child and the challenges and the joys.
Sure. I did not expect to have a child with Down syndrome, and so when we first got that diagnosis, it was really crushing and hard. But I will say that the support team that was there and the support of North Dakota actually helped pull us through and get David. That's my son. He'll be two. He's a leap day baby, so he'll be two this week. But they helped pull us through. They got us into early vention. They got us to meet all the people that we needed to meet so that we would have the support and give him the best start possible.
And I met four beautiful boys today. So David has three older brothers.
Three older brothers, Jacob, Andrew, and Simon. And my husband is here as well, and they are just a great support. And so when I'm getting ready for Buddy Walk and in the thick of things, they are very willing to step up and help.
Jacob, Adam,
Andrew,
and Simon.
Yep.
Jacob, Andrew, and Simon. Now, how is it for them? And you talked about that last night when you first found out, you know, David's going to have Down syndrome. How do we tell his older brothers? Talk a little bit about what you did there.
Sure. At first, we were just really not wanting to tell the boys that David had Down syndrome because we didn't want Down syndrome to define David. And so we waited 4 or 5 weeks. While we told family and friends, we just wanted to wait to tell him. So finally, we decided time to tell our secret, and we got a book ready for him called We'll Paint the Octopus Red. I had a box of Kleenex for myself. And we told them, we said, we read the book, we told them David has Down syndrome, and they kind of looked at me like, yeah, okay, Mom, that's fine, no big deal.
Short family meeting, huh?
Exactly, and they were like, can I read my book, can I play the computer, and it wasn't a big deal, and it shouldn't be. Just because David has Down syndrome, it does not and never will define him or any individual with Down syndrome.
That's pretty amazing. Would David talk into the microphone again last night? When Mary Jill was up on the stage last night, David wanted the microphone. The most adorable thing I've ever seen in my life. And he seems to like microphones. I understand he has one at home. Is that right?
Yes, he does. He loves them.
All right.
Can you say something? You say something? You can be shy.
Exactly, David. What else do you want to say?
Is there something else?
See, there's the microphone. Remember last night? There.
You talk?
Yeah.
You talk?
Talking to the microphone,
hello?
David. Say hi.
Hi.
Now he's getting shy. Can you say, I love Mom? It's your own microphone, David. It's yours. You own it.
Ooh.
So talking to the mic. Come on, David. It's your microphone. You own it.
Oh.
Exactly.
Talk some more. No.
See, tonight he can talk all he wants. Last night, Mom was hoping he would not, and he was grabbing that microphone on the podium. It was the funniest thing ever. Exactly. It might be throwing him off because that's a little bigger microphone than the one he has at home, probably. Huh?
Oh, he's clapping the microphone.
Is that what he does? Does he clap like that's a happy thing?
Yep.
David, that mic is yours. I'll send one home with you, buddy. He's got a big smile there. I love it. That's fantastic. Oh, yeah, exactly. All right. Perfect. Perfect. Oh, absolutely love it. So what are you doing on Capitol Hill? You're up there talking to members of Congress, right?
We are up here talking to members of Congress.
Talking, David. You keep talking. It's okay.
There he goes.
Yeah.
We are thanking our representative for supporting the ABLE Act and asking them to help.
He's okay. He's okay. Make some noise, David.
The new legislation for the connection between Alzheimer's and Down syndrome as well. And there he goes.
Hold that for your brother, would you? Would you hold that for your brother? There he goes. Now he can talk all he wants into that one. Yes.
And so we're really hoping, though, that this is the year that the ABLE Act will get passed. There's 401 congressmen.
Amazing.
And women on the...
Bipartisan. You don't get 400 sponsors for anything in Congress.
Right. And so we're really excited and hoping that we can make it a reality.
See what we started? See what we started?
Yes.
This is just priceless.
We can make this a reality. When David was first born, and I first learned that his pediatrician told us, you'll have some saving restrictions, I didn't quite understand that. I'm like, why can't I save for my fourth child just like I've saved for all my other children? And then when I started learning more about the support and services that he would need, they said, no, he can't have any more than $2,000 in assets or he'll be disqualified. And I was just in tears about it. And so when I...
Makes no sense.
Yeah. And so really excited and glad that our delegation from North Dakota is supporting that. And I hope that everyone else continues to join us and then it comes to the floor.
They will, because you're fighting the right fight. God bless you for bringing David into this world and for all the joy he's bringing so many others. And to all the Down syndrome families out there, it's not easy, but the joy is absolutely amazing. And thanks to everybody that supported the Buddy Walk in Fargo and made it the nation's number one. It's pretty cool.
Thank you.
Great to see you.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Take care. All right, folks, we're going to take a break, from here and let Mark find out about sports and what's happening there. And so, Mr. Mark, you want to take it away and update us on sports, and I'll be back here in a few minutes with the one and only Alan Ratner.
All right. We'll get back with you in just a minute, Mr. Scott. And the Zurbans' overtime goal helped the Fargo Force snap a losing streak. So they won. That was really good news. And the Fargo-Moorhead Redhawks re-signed bullpen ace Harris. You know, Joe Harris, the American Association Baseball Club, announced he was 10-3 with a 1.55 ERA, and he was one of the very top bullpen arms in the league. The hockey world is getting ready to rev up again as the boys are back from the Olympics. Kuiper's been playing great. He, this young man, this 6'5", great goalie that was just about out of hockey, started off giving up a zillion goals his first couple of games and then just got really hot. Probably the reason we're well into the playoff hunt for the Wild. So, he's just looking great. And that starts tonight up in Edmonton. The Timberwolves are even more on the edge, and they had a must-win in Arizona, one of the most tremendous games of the year. They've only come from behind three times in the fourth quarter with a deficit more than 6 points, and they were 9 points behind, and Shabazz was the cause, man. Shabazz, what an incredible, explosive episode of intensity. This young man that's been in the league for a while had his biggest game of his life, truly a pivotal game. Even though Kevin Love had a quiet, you know, almost a triple-double, but Shabazz was explosive, got 6 power rebounds and 20 points. Amazing. And Ricky Rubio seems to be teaching Kevin Love how to pass, because just 2 weeks ago, Ricky Rubio got 17 assists, and then in the last two games, Kevin got his first triple-double, and then he missed it by one assist. So he got 19 assists in just a couple of games. Now the Twins are starting to think about getting ready for the spring. They're starting to get ready to think baseball, and they... Hicks looks like he's ready to go. He has been driving over to Rod Carew. Rod Carew was one of the last people that made a real close run on 400 batting record. Nobody's batted over 400 ever since, way back, Ted Williams. And out in California where Rod Carew lives, ever since his dust up with Cal Griffith and left the Twins, one of the saddest days in Twins history. He has taken this amazing Aaron Hicks under his wing, one of the greatest hitters of all time. And Hicks, was striking out. He struck out like 50% of the time when he came up to the bigs. He was just red hot, got 3 home runs in one game last year in spring training, trying to hit a home run on every pitch. But he had some explosive games, outrageous jumping over the fence, dynamic Kirby Puckett kind of a defense. And then, he'd have these explosive, timely home runs. So hopefully he can be an asset. We have shored up our pitching. And Pavano, a wonderful gentleman, a cool man that never got flustered, a workman, great man, 38 years old, won a lot of games for the Twins when they've been losing. In the last 3 years, the Twins have lost 96 games, 99 games, and 96 games out of 162-game season. So I'm really hoping that they're putting it all together. They got some really good pitching with some good lifetime ERAs, and their rookies are improving. They've got probably the best farm club in baseball. A lot of people believe that. So I think we're going to have a lot of fun. And in North Dakota, we have the Class B basketball championship, hockey championships, a lot of high school sports, hockey and basketball are coming along. Roseau, where both my brother and my dad worked as doctors, and I actually carried in 1980 when I ran for the Minnesota Senate. They beat Moorhead in the regional hockey championship, so hats off to the Rams. We're going to be back with Scott and his wonderful guests in Washington in just a few minutes, so stay tuned for the What's on Your Mind preview. Back soon.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If you're working in the Stanley area and looking for affordable housing, listen up a moment. Yes, I said affordable housing. I want you to check out the new Frontier Village. It's a development conveniently located on the west side of Stanley, about 2 blocks north of the new Holiday Station on Highway 2. Now, if you have families, you're going to love this location because it is walking distance to the elementary and high school and, of course, groceries, amenities, all around, walking distance. With over 30 models of manufactured homes, it has never been easier to get a new home to meet your needs and your budget. Even though they have about 60 new lots, the best ones are going to sell quick, so why wait? Pick yours out today. Your new home will be ready to move into this spring if you start now. Call 701-628-2418. 701-628-2418. Affordable housing, walking distance to schools and groceries, and it's affordable. Call 701-628-2418 for Frontier Village today.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Hello, folks. Welcome to the What's on Your Mind preview. Scott is having a great time out there in Washington, D.C. He is going to be having open phone lines.
I'm here, my man.
Oh, there you go.
Hey. Yes, I just was taking a little picture with the Schwanglers to post up on our Facebook page the North Dakota Down Syndrome Award winners for the National Buddy Walk of the Year. So fun. So was it an absolute blast. Did you hear
co-host.
David on the radio?
I sure did.
Yeah, he was a great co-host. Yes, we're going to give him permanent co-host status on the program, as a matter of fact. Ellen Radner is here, the one and only Ellen Radner. We chatted briefly at the beginning of the hour, and Ellen is like the national traveler that we hardly get a chance to visit with on the program.
Well, we're going to start in April with me and Blanquita.
Yeah, this is going to be fun.
In town for a while.
Now, talk a little bit about what you and Blanquita do together on the radio.
So, you know, she's a total right-wing lunatic. She called me a left-wing lunatic. I think I'm the sane one in the bunch.
She would be right, of course.
You know, we're both in town in Washington very little, so we actually share an apartment together.
Okay.
The Golden Girls. And she is an altar to Ronald Reagan, so I put up an altar to Obama and Clinton.
I love it.
I mean...
So I can just get out of the way, and you two are going to fight like cats.
Like cats and dogs.
I love that. That's perfect.
Yeah. Because, you know, she's got some wacky ideas, but she does make good a cup of coffee.
Yeah, exactly.
She makes the coffee. So the other day she was out of town, right?
Yeah.
So...
But we should explain who Blanquita Cullum is, because folks might...
She was the Bush 43 Senate nominee to the Broadcasting Board of Governors. She was president of the National Association of Talk Show Hosts. She's like this big haired Republican from Texas. But
good conservative credentials.
Oh, she's like a
tight with the Bush,
spoonier than you.
Tight with the Bush folks in Texas.
Yeah, well, you know, I want to write a book about George Bush. I do that.
You should do this because I know a lot of people in our audience, when they hear your voice, it's like nails on a chalkboard.
Right.
And I always say you need to know the real Alan. The Ellen that is the most generous person on the face of the earth that would walk on broken glass with
people. George Bush has done an amazing job in Africa, and he is revered in Africa. Somebody said the Secret Service won't let him go to a lot of these places because it's not terribly safe, but there's more streets named for him in Africa than any place in the world.
Think about that, folks.
And I got to tell you, look, I call it as I see it. As you know, I'm a left-winger, but he has done such an amazing job in Africa. Nobody has done what George W. Bush has done.
Yeah, and Bill Clinton...
And he's taken no credit for it. And the guy that runs his medical thing is a guy named Dr. Bing. He happens to be a lefty. He's African-American. He has an MD, PhD in public health, and an MBA.
It is pretty amazing. So you say nice things about George W. Bush for appropriate reasons. So I just wanted to focus
on. Now, he also murdered 141 people as governor of Texas, but,
here we go. Now, he didn't. The laws of Texas said that if
we're against the death penalty.
Yes, you converted me on that,
All right. All right, so let me just... So I'm going to South Sudan tomorrow.
Okay. So this is Ellen's life now. The reason she's not on as much as she has been, she's a world traveler.
Keenan and I are going to try and do a little more in
April. How do you do it when you're in South Sudan, like in April? How do we do it when you're...
Well, I'm not going to be in South Sudan in April. I'm back.
Okay.
So I'm going to China and South Sudan in March, which is why you're not going to hear from me in March.
Yeah, and you're going to go dark for a while.
Yeah.
But then we're going to get back and we're going to spoil a little bit.
Yeah, because... All right, so we have this Golden Girls apartment. So she makes coffee. Well, I have two left hands. What do I know? And so the other day I made coffee, but it spilled everywhere in the kitchen. Again, I thought I cleaned it up, but, you know, I'm missing my right eye and I don't see very well.
You are a reality show. You realize that.
Well, we're going to do one.
Yeah, well, I know why. It'll be easy.
Blanquita came in and she said, Ellen, did you try and make coffee? I said, yes. I thought I cleaned it up. She said you didn't do a very good job.
Oh, my Lord.
Today's Blanquita's birthday, actually.
The one and only Ellen Radner, back on the radio with us every single day beginning in April.
With Blanquita.
The Golden Girls.
Right.
Yes, exactly right.
I mean...
You know I love you.
I love you, too.
One of my best friends in the whole wide world.
And goats. Think goats.
Yes. Ellen is doing a wonderful thing with goats that feed a... family for how long?
Well,
You
buy one goat, and you know there was an article which we're putting on our website called "When Is a Goat Not a Goat?" Heifer and all those people say, well, they know it's metaphorical when people buy a goat. No, with us you buy a real goat and you get your picture with that goat.
And what does a goat do for a family?
Well, it's cheese, it's milk. We only give she goats out. I mean, it helps our people reading every other day, and it supports them. You know, if they produce a liter of milk a day, that's a lot of calories for a family.
And how much do I pay for a goat?
With us, only $60.
$60.
And with some of the other projects,
yeah,
$120.
You got to go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
That's right.
That's the website. Ellen is the old goat.
I am the old goat.
The goats are the ones that feed families across the globe. It's a wonderful organization.
I did stop kissing them in South Sudan.
And, by the way, the first $500 donation today at goatsfortheoldgoat.com, we will double it in advertising for any business that does. That'll give you $1,000 in advertising, and you can come on with Ellen Ratner anytime you want, any topic.
We'll take check, too.
Exactly right. So go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com. We'll be looking for a $500 donation today that we will double and make $1,000. In advertising. Can't beat that. Plus, a chance to co-host this program with the one and only Ellen Ratner. That'll be fun.
Oh, there'll be an old goat.
Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
So I did used to kiss the goats.
I know you did. See you, Ellen.
All right, bye.
Say bye to everybody. More coming up from Washington, D.C. after this, folks. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.